يا أيها الناس أنتم الفقراء إلى الله والله هو الغني الحميد. My respected brothers and elders and our mothers and sisters listening at home of the receiver. The Quran is so beautiful. How I wish all of us understood the Quran in Majid. Believe me, the ayats that we heard tonight would bring tears to our eyes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses us. Ya ayyuhan nas, O people, antumul fuqara'u ilallah. You are fuqara. You are beggars unto Allah. Wallahu wal ghaniyul hamid. And Allah is all independent. Allah is full of praise. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this beautiful opportunity of the month of Ramadan. We have reached the climax. Tonight is the 21st night. It is an odd night. Allah alone knows best. Tonight could be Laylatul Qadr. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as I mentioned this morning after Fajr Salah, Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha narrated the hadith, and she says, إِذَا دَخَلَ الْعَشْرُ الْأَوَاخِرِ مِنْ رَمَضَانِ. When the last 10 nights of Ramadan would commence, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would remain awake the entire night in ibadah. أَحْيَا اللَّيْلَ كُلَّهُ. To understand the ibadah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on an ordinary night, we find that Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha would say that she could hear a sound coming out of the chest of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam weeping before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in sajda. The sound like of a hissing kettle, sound of a kettle boiling. There was a sound coming from the chest of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He would make such lengthy sujood that on various occasions she felt that Rasulullah sallallahu had left this world. The 15th night of Shaban, we heard the incident that Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha actually went and she felt the feet of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then she heard him making dua. She thought that he had passed away. And now she says, when the last 10 nights of Ramadan commenced, then he would spend the entire night in ibadah. أَحْيَا اللَّيْلَ كُلَّ. Can you imagine what ibadah Rasul would make then in the last 10 nights of Ramadan? Despite the fact that he was ma'soom, sinless. There was no need for him to exert himself to that extent. On one occasion, Sahaba asked, in fact, Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she says, Ya Rasulullah sallam, why are you exerting yourself? When Allah has forgiven you, you have committed no sins. And in response to that, he says, أَفَلَا أَكُونُ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا. Should I not be a grateful servant to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah has given me so many bounties, so many ni'mat. Allah has made me His beloved Nabi. So should I not show gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Nonetheless, we are weak people. We cannot make ibadah the entire night. But let us not lose this opportunity. Many a times from the experience of the pious friends of Allah, they felt the 21st happened to be Laylatul Qadr that year. Sometime it was 23rd, sometime 25th. Sometimes, or many times it was 27th night. It's not fixed. Sometimes it was 29th night. There were occasions in some people's experiences. I know Hazrat Maulana Rahmatullahi Ali, those who were here with him, in one particular year he felt it was an even night. Suddenly he got some feeling. Allah alone knows best. However, Rasulullah has mentioned that taharru Laylatul Qadr, seek, search for Laylatul Qadr in the last 10 nights, and other riwayat make it easy for us, in the odd nights of the last 10 nights. We are seeking Laylatul Qadr. What is Laylatul Qadr? خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ. It is more, it is better. It is خَيْر, it is better than 1,000 months of ibadah. 83 years a person lives and he makes 83 years ibadat. Genuine ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You can better that just in one night ibadah. One night. But this night is kept a secret. Nobody knows beforehand it's going to be tonight. Allah wants us to search. Like on the day of Jumu'ah, there is one time. The word hadith is sa'ah. It's a period of time wherein if a person makes a dua, the dua is answered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, from various ahadith, some ulama have said it is before the time of Maghrib very strongly. Some said some other time of Jumu'ah. But we are also then on Jumu'ah asked to seek the time. So similarly, these last 10 nights have commenced already. What do we do in these nights? Make our ibadat. We made Taraweeh Salah. May Allah Ta'ala accept it. We have got our tilawat of the Quran to make. If for some reason or the other we have not commenced our tilawat of the Quran, or we are still lagging behind, then now is the time to focus on Quran Sharif tilawat. Give that priority. Of course, then engage in nafil ibadat, tahajjud salah. Read whatever tahajjud we are able to read. 2 rakats, 4 rakats, 6 rakats. The entire night is there for us. So tilawat of the Quran, tahajjud salah. And then also we give some nafil sadaqah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was more generous during these last 10 days than any other days in Ramadan. So it is also a time to be generous. Laylatul Mubarakah. Quran says this night is a very blessed night. The Quran Majid from Lawhi Mahfuz was revealed altogether. The entire Quran came unto Sama'ud Dunya, to the sky of the world, during this night of Laylatul Qadr. After that, from the Sama'ud Dunya, depending on the occasion that arose, then Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam was instructed to bring this verse, this surah to Rasulullah over the period of Wahi. So it is a very Mubarak night. It is mentioned, تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالرُّوحِ. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam and all the angels come down during this night. They make salam to all those people engaged in ibadah. In one narration it is mentioned the amount of angels, الْمَلَائِكَةُ تِلْكَ اللَّيْلَى, during that night, are more than the pebbles that a person can count or find in this entire world. Allah Ta'ala is giving us these opportunities. Allah alone knows best whether we will see another Ramadan or not. Whether we will see the end of Ramadan or not. So during these nights, I make a humble appeal, advice to all our brothers, especially those engaging in i'tikaf. Qillatul kalam, speak less. Qillatul akl, eat less. We are hungry, we are fasting. But it is a time to experience some type of zuhud. Zuhud means now we are breaking ourselves from the world. So you might not get that lavish meal that you are having at home. And that's a sacrifice you have to make. If now we're going to get so much of trays and baskets coming with all the more better than what we're eating at home, then in a way we're defeating the purpose of i'tikaf. I'm not saying nobody, people mustn't eat now. Sometimes somebody brings something and he shares with others. But it is a time to spend, like a person mentioned so beautifully, يَخْلُو كُلُّ حَبِيبٍ مَعَ حَبِيبِ وَيَخْلُو حَبِيبٌ مَعَ حَبِيبِ. It is a time when a lover is going to spend his time all alone with his beloved Allah. What must we focus on? Becoming the lovers of Allah. We are seeking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is a time to reflect over our weaknesses, our shortcomings, our sins. Nobody sitting here hasn't committed any sin. None of us. All of us have committed sins. And we know our own conditions. May Allah conceal our faults and weaknesses and our sins. Nobody should sit here, those making i'tikaf, myself also, Allah accept our i'tikaf. Those brothers making i'tikaf, they are doing a ihsan, a favor upon us. If in any locality, if nobody sits for i'tikaf, then all those people become sinners. And that is why I mentioned last night, I will repeat it, brothers, we have to tolerate sometimes. We have weaknesses, there are new brothers coming sometimes. We can't expect everything to run so smooth and perfect. We make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As I mentioned, there will be so many a new youngster coming to the masjid. Please do not chase him away from the masjid. I mentioned last night, do you want to see that youngster in the rehab? Becoming an addict? Taking drugs? Then we complain. What on earth is happening to the youth? So I'm not condoning the fact that youngsters sometimes, they may be doing something wrong in the masjid, but in a nice, polite way, encourage one another. Especially after a program. I can't understand sometimes when we get so emotional in a dua or some dhikr or tilawat, and we reach a type of pinnacle. Immediately after that, as though nothing happened to us, and we're laughing and giggling and joking. Hanzalah radiallahu ta'ala an, the sahabi of Rasulullah, he leaves the majlis of Rasulullah, he goes home, and his home was not the home like ours. There was no TV, there were no videos, there was no haram, there was no filth. It was an environment of anwarat, barakat, rahmat, sahabi of Rasulullah. Do you know who's Hanzalah radiallahu ta'ala? Battle of Uhud, he became shaheed. He just got married before that. He had a relationship with his wife before that. And the call was for the Sahaba to go out in the path of Allah. Jihad was taking place and he became shaheed. Before the Sahaba could even reach him, the angels were instructed by Allah to give him ghusl. Ghasilul Malaika. So can you imagine what ta'luk he had with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? When he left the masjid of Rasulullah, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam company, he came home. He was with his wife, his children. He felt some difference in his heart. The kafir, as we say. And he actually regarded himself as being a hypocrite. Do we ever feel like that? Or do we have a holier than thou attitude? I mean, I'm making itikaf. I'm greater than somebody else. Ma'adallah. Never. So it's a time to reflect over our weaknesses, to make sincere tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to beg, to cry, speak less. Don't even go near the cell phone. Those making itikaf, my humble appeal, unless it's so necessary. Otherwise, we'll be distracted. We can't blame shaitan now. Now it's our nafs. Believe me. Each time we want to see whose message came, we want to send a message, your mind will be distracted. Mashayikh say, Al-inqita'u tam. There is a complete cut-off from everything. You've got no worry. In fact, by making itikaf, you are protecting your roza also. Because in the business world or at home, you're bound to spoil or taint your roza by doing something wrong. Now you're in the masjid environment. In a masjid environment, you are protected, you're safe. There's no fitna taking place. Nothing haram taking place. So a person who is a mu'takif, he is protecting his roza also. He's making islah of his qalb. There'll be advices that will be given. Tafsir of the Quran, after Fajr, we have, alhamdulillah, every day, hadith of Rasulullah SAW. It's not for a long, it's very short. 7 to 10 minutes only maximum. This is the time for qurbani. Rasulullah SAW would keep making ibadat the entire night. وَأَيْقَذَ أَهْلَهُ He would awaken his family members. He'll wake them up also. Engage in ibadah. وَجَدَّ He would exert himself. وَشَدَّ الْمِئْزَرُ And he will tie his lungi. Ulama explained that now, no relationship with his wives. Or the other meaning is, now when a person is really going all out, he rolls his sleeves. He's now very serious. وَشَدَّ الْمِئْزَرَ He will tie his loincloth, showing that now there is something very serious I'm focusing on. This should be our condition. This should be our condition. So it's a time to make islah of ourselves. Beautiful month of Ramadan. Believe me, after the month of Ramadan, what happens? All of us become weak again. Now is the opportunity. Allah is looking. يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ أَنْتُمُ الْفُقَرَاءُ إِلَى اللَّهِ Ponder over these words. And some of the verses, Allah says, ذَلِكُمُ اللَّهُ رَبُّكُمْ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ اذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ O people, ponder over the ni'mat Allah has given you. هَلْ مِنْ خَالِقٍ غَيْرُ اللَّهِ يَرْزُقُكُمْ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ Allah, is there any other Allah? Is there any other creator, khaliq, who's giving you rosy sustenance from the sky and the earth? لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ No. There is no deity besides Allah. Allah says, فَأَنَّا تُؤْفَكُونَ Then where are you moving towards? Where are you turning towards? We should be focusing towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I make a humble appeal, please, my respected brothers and sisters, because people say, I must make the announcement. Sometimes people are being disturbed, they want to engage in ibadah. So even if you're having something to eat, or whether we're relaxing, please do not disturb any person. Also, we should not park in any person's driveway, except with permission from the owner. Don't park very far away for security reasons, park closer. When we're coming out also, then they are non-Muslim neighbors. Don't disturb them. Islam, this is akhlaq. We can spend the whole night in ibadah, and you can spoil the whole ibadah in a matter of seconds by arguing, fighting, shouting. And we see it happen in the month of Ramadan. So we have to make complete hifazat of our eyes, our tongue. Rasulullah SAW on one occasion was shown Laylatul Qadr night. He came out to tell the Sahaba. And two people were quarreling and fighting. And because of that, he was made to forget Laylatul Qadr night, which night it was that year. So see what is the effect of quarreling and fighting. Let us be tolerant, have a large heart, with unity, with love and muhabbat. وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ بَعْضُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْضُمْ. We are friends, we support one another, we help one another. And inshallah, together we will see, inshallah, inshallah, مَنْ قَامَ رَمَضَانَ إِيمَانًا وَإِحْتِسَابًا غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ وَمَنْ قَامَ لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ إِيمَانًا وَإِحْتِسَابًا غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ. Whoever stands up in ibadah during Laylatul Qadr night with iman, and he anticipates sawab from Allah, he hopes for reward from Allah, all his sins are forgiven. The time to make sincere tawbah, istighfar. Then we have tasbih. And I had encouraged some of our friends who asked, Mawlana, what tasbih can we read? So in the month of Ramadan, we have been exhorted to increase our la ilaha illallah tasbih. So as much as possible, carry a tasbih in your hand. Don't worry what the next person will say. Do it with ikhlas and sincerity. It will help us to make more and more tasbih. So la ilaha illallah, silently we should make as much as possible during the day, during the night. So increase in kalima tayyiba, la ilaha illallah. And then also we have been exhorted to make abundant istighfar. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. And we can say, Astaghfirullah alladhi la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyu al-qayyum wa atubu ilay. Then all our sins are forgiven, even though it may be equivalent to the foams of the seas. Allah is so kind. And then, Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, Subhanallah al-azim. Oh, the third kalima, Subhanallah walhamdulillahi wa la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. Oh, if you can't read the whole tasbih, just Subhanallah itself. A tree is planted for you in Jannah. So first kalima, then we had istighfar. Third kalima. Fourth kalima also, they are various virtues. La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah, lahul mulku lahul hamdu wa ala kulli shayin qadir. Any person who recites that 100 times, then on the day of qiyamah, no person will bring more, a better virtuous deed than this person, unless he has done more recitation of this fourth kalima. So first kalima we can read. Istighfar. These two things have been mentioned in the hadith, for, especially for the month of Ramadan. And we can add to it if we have more time. Then of course, we should recite Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, Subhanallah al-azim, read the fourth kalima, and read Durood Sharif upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Simple five tasbih we've got. First kalima, third kalima, fourth kalima, istighfar, and Durood Sharif. Now we don't have to stick to this, but this is simple for people who want to know, Manan, how can we read? It's not specific for Laylatul Qadr night. Yes, the first two I mentioned, La ilaha illallah and istighfar. It is mentioned in the hadith of Salman radiallahu anhu, also mentioned that you must read this in abundance in the month of Ramadan. Then, Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anhu asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if I feel or get the feeling that it is Laylatul Qadr night, what dua must I read? Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'fu anni. We can recite it together, inshallah. If Laylatul Qadr tonight, inshallah, we will get the reward of this. Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anni. Oh Allah, innaka afuun. Verily, you are most forgiving. Tuhibbul afwa. Ya Allah, you love to forgive. Fa'afu anni. Oh Allah, forgive me. Or you can say, fa'afu anna. Ya Allah, forgive all of us. So Allahumma innaka afuun. This is mentioned in the hadith. Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anni. And some people have added, Allahumma innaka afuun kareem. Oh Allah, you are most forgiving and you are most generous. Tuhibbul afwa. You love to forgive. Fa'afu anna. Ya Allah, you forgive my sins. So these are basic advices I'm giving to myself. All of us, may Allah Ta'ala accept our i'tikaf, Allah accept our ibadat, Allah accept the i'tikaf, the ibadat of every ummati of Rasulullah s.a.w. And also, of course, you know, make sincere dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the time to cash in. All of us have problems, difficulties. Sometimes it is rosy, no job. Sometimes it is some sickness. There are so many people who've got such diseases, such sicknesses. So it's the time to reflect and to beg and cry and cry and cry like a beggar. One of our elders had mentioned, he came to the madrasa and told the students, make dua for me. So he said, gee, inshallah we'll make. He said, no, make dua genuinely. How? Like when a person does not know his sabak. Remember the madrasa days, maktab days, you didn't know your sabak, and apa was taking the stick and she was beating you. At the time he was begging the, please, maaf, sorry, I'll learn. Like that we are supposed to beg Allah. That is how we should be begging Allah. Mustn't just be like we're just raising our hands and our mind is somewhere else. Ghafil, lahil, beparwa, as though we're not really in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah wants to pour His ni'mat upon us, His forgiveness. So beg Allah, cry to Allah, shed those tears. If you can't shed those tears, then make the face of a crying person. Any person who comes on the street, perhaps you see the person every day. So you know, this is the old custom. Every day they're standing there. And the person just puts out their hand like that, you might not even give. But the person taps your door and he makes all those crying faces and he begs and he makes some sounds and he begins to tear, and even if it's crocodile tears. Eventually you will feel some sympathy, you'll give the person. You have your Allah Rabbul Izzat, He is waiting to give us. Ya baghiyal khair, aqbil. Allah says, O seeker of good, come. So sincere tawbah, istighfar, and also make dua for all our needs. Whatever problem we have, believe me, it might seem we have come to a dead end. One brother met me today, he was crying. He had some problem. Advise him whatever to do. He couldn't hold himself, he began to cry. It seems it's the end of life, I can't go further. I said, no. Allah has got, وَمَن يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Allah makes an opening, whatever the musibat is. My respected mothers and elders who are listening at home also, whatever the problem may be, it may seem that there is no solution. Believe me, there is a solution. The solution lies with Allah. Allah wants us to turn to Him. He is halul mushkilat. All mushkilat. Whatever the problem is, Allah is the one who solves that problem. Allah is the one who removes that problem. And Allah wants us to turn to Him. The only problem we have, we want instant results. Everything instant now. Microwave, instant. Put for a few seconds, we see our product and result. Allah wants us to knock. I normally give this to our students and even the masjid here. Like a little child who you love, your grandchild. You love him dearly. And now you bought a chocolate for him or a sweet. And now you want to give it to him. But you want to play a bit hard to get because you want to see him begging you. You like that face, that crying face of his, and the love he's going to express to you. So you give it towards, point it towards him, and you make him jump higher and higher, and you each time you raise the chocolate or the sweet higher and higher. And just as he's about to break down in tears, you quickly run forward and give it to him. Allah wants us to cry, to beg, until when we feel, Ya Allah, that is when the doors open. Or Hazrat Maulana should say, when the floodgates of Allah's mercy opens. Then we can't express what has happened to us. How many a time a person cries, he does not know why he's crying. Something happens to him. He's crying, he's shedding tears. There's some feeling in the heart he gets, he can never explain to anybody else. Even if that does not happen, it's not maqsood. Not necessarily you'll feel some feeling. You might feel nothing. But our job is to knock at the door of Allah with sincerity. Not out of show, not of riyah, ostentation. So even our programs we're having, dua is made, zikr is made, bayan is given, tarawih is performed. All the time we remember that we should do it only for Allah. Allah is watching. Allah knows everything. He's Latif. He knows the intricacies of our heart. And whilst making dua, brothers, please let us not forget the Muslim Ummah, especially in Palestine, in Syria, Rohingya, in Bangladesh, Burma, so many African countries, throughout the world, there are so many Muslim brothers and sisters that are really, really parishan. They are really parishan. They are suffering. I know of people helping them, assisting them. And when they come back and they say, give us report backs of the conditions, some of the brothers may be sitting here who went to aid those people. And you see a little child, a little masoom child, she's yatima, she's got no parents, fathers passed away, became shaheed, she's got no ways, no mother, nothing, living in a tent. When they stand in that line, my respected brothers, and just for one sweet, how happy they become, smile on the face. What are we short of? What are our children short of? We have so much on our Dastar Khan, so much at home, still we complain. But we are going to make nashukri of Allah. In tonight's Tarawih, we heard of the people of Sabah. Allah gave them plentiful gardens on either side. The distance, the road was made short for them. And they still showed ingratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They wanted to have long distance. Allahumma ba'id bainana wa bain asfarina. Allah changed the condition. Allah punished them. The word Allah used was so strong. فَمَزَّقْنَاهُمْ كُلَّ مُمَزَّقْ Allah says, we tore the town into pieces. Take a piece of paper and you tear it into tiny pieces. Like that Allah tore them. Allah wants us to make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And think of these brothers and sisters. So many women have become raped. They have been raped. They've lost their izzat. At least we can raise our hands. One masoom child is sitting in the congregation. He, in his little words, cries to Allah. A person can even be deaf and dumb. Allah knows what's in his heart. He raises his hand. Allah answers his dua also. They are elderly people sitting here. They've got white beards. Allah has mercy upon them. They're ulama, they're students, they're hufaz. So whoever we are, beg Allah, Ya Allah, you change the conditions. Ya Allah, you change the conditions. Ya Allah, make peace. Aman come to those places. Nothing is impossible for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So inshallah, after Fajr, we have a short hadith program. Inshallah, very, very beneficial for all of us. These are not my words, the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We had already completed two chapters of Riyadhus Salihin. The chapter on sincerity, chapter on Tawbah, and now we will commence, inshallah, tomorrow morning, the chapter on Sabr. It is the month of Sabr also. So, alhamdulillah, it will be just appropriate to do those ahadith on Sabr, which Rasulullah has mentioned. And then after, in the morning, just in i'tikaf, we'll have a program, a special program. But it's open to any person who wants to join. We'll just decide on the time, probably should be around 12 o'clock. It's before Zuhr. We have some masail, on our taharat, salat, roza, etc. And we also rectify our surahs. Then we hear on Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in some biography. After Zuhr, ta'aleem will take place. How the saintly elders spend their Ramadan. As Shaykh Zakari Ramadan's whole written fada'il Ramadan. Read those ahadith and see how we are spending our time. See the elders, how they spend their time. And after Asr, we have our tilawat of the Quran. Before Maghrib, it's time for dua. We make individual dua. And sometime we'll have an ijtima'i dua. And then we will have two sessions in the night. So after Taraweeh, immediately, the normal program will be plus minus 1 hour, inshallah. Immediately after Taraweeh, we'll start for about an hour. In that, inshallah, I hope to do tafsir this year of Surah Al-Kahf. Last year we did Surah Yusuf, if you remember. There were very beautiful lessons we learned from Surah Yusuf. This time, Surah Kahf, inshallah, there are four very important surah. I won't do the whole tafsir of Surah Kahf, the entire surah, but there are four important incidents and they are amazing lessons, especially for our youth. The very first story is about the youth. So inshallah, we hope to do that. And then we'll have some zikr dua. And then we have a 45 minutes break. Again, during that break, please let us not disturb. If you're eating food, don't waste the food. People email me, Maulana Israf. There's one brother here, I won't mention his name. He goes and he collects all the food that remaining on the dasturkhan. We've got brothers downstairs who have passed few years, they make sure everything is done properly. And if there's any food remaining, they go and collect it. And there's one brother, he goes himself and he gives to the poor people. So let us not be judgmental, point fingers that you're wasting food and having parties. Ma'adallah, are we having parties here? Brothers, gone are those days when you're going to criticize and find faults. We are an ummah, we need to go ahead. And if we're going to spend our time in all those things, then we're going to lose the focus of what we are seeking. So please let us be tolerant enough and inshallah encourage one another with kind, loving words inshallah. So we'll have two sessions. So the first session will start immediately after Taraweeh for about an hour. Then we'll have a break, 45 minute break, because some people will go home, some people might have a rest and come back. Second session will start after that. And they, this year, last year we had the Imam Arba'ah, Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi, Imam Malik rahmatullahi alayhi, Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi alayhi, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullahi alayhi. And they explained the importance of madhab, following a madhab. And we spoke about the biographies of these great ulama. This year, inshallah, we hope to do, when Uzaifa will do, inshallah, on Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi alayhi, Imam Muslim rahmatullahi alayhi, and other muhaddithin, inshallah. Very, very interesting, because we know, we have heard of Bukhari. Who is Imam Bukhari? We don't know anything. So inshallah we will have some of that. And our surahs that we read at night, inshallah. And of course, then there will be ample amount of time for individual ibadah, inshallah. We have now a janaza. And it's our musalli. He used to stand here, the very first saf every day. Very humble person. Very quiet person. And he used to stand in the first saf every day. Unfortunately, met with an accident as he was crossing the road, coming for Fajr yesterday. So imagine, month of Ramadan. He was in wudu. He had made niyat, he was fasting. Coming to the masjid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Passes away in an accident, shaheed, inshallah. Allahu Akbar. Last night we tried to visit him, but by the time we reached the hospital, we were not allowed. So we told him we'll try and come at 2 o'clock, but this morning he already passed on. Quiet man. Allah ta'ala, who he chooses, who he gives his Mubarak months. It is mentioned the person who passes away on a Friday. And also the riwayat says, passes away in the month of Ramadan, there is no azab of qabr for that person. No azab of the qabr. So inshallah, if there's no azab of qabr, there's high hopes the person then gets jannat, inshallah. Allah give his family sabr jameel. Those of us making itikaf, the masail of itikaf is such that we are not permitted to go into the sahan area even for janazah salah. So please bear that in mind. Mistakenly also you must not leave the masjid. You've got boundaries, so just stay within the boundaries. I myself cannot attend the janazah, but we make special dua Allah, make his maghfirah, give him the highest of stays in Jannah al-Firdaus. Allah give his family sabr jameel. The janazah is here, so in those brothers who are not in itikaf can make their safs inshallah, and janazah salah will be performed inshallah. After janazah, just after janazah, very quietly, those who wish to come in back for the remain the part of the program, we just make dhikr and make dua inshallah. Then we'll have a break, then we'll continue the next session. So inshallah, very quietly, those who are not in itikaf, kindly make your safs, and janazah will take place at 9 o'clock inshallah. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallah, wa bihamdihi. Scream very softly in a nice way. We make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just la ilaha illallah 100 times, and Allah Allah 100 times. Then we make dua inshallah. Recite the Durood Sharif. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina. And when you're going to say Allah Allah, then just picture and imagine that everything in this world is saying Allah Allah with us. Every particle is saying Allah. The sun is saying Allah. The moon is saying Allah. The skies are saying Allah. The birds are saying Allah. The insects and the animals are saying Allah. The leaves and the trees are saying Allah. Every drop of in the water in the ocean is saying Allah. The hair on our body is saying Allah. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha إلا الله لا إله 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 إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم cause the blocking NN6830 an Audi NN6830 and ND380810 VW Jetta. Somebody needs to come out urgently. Please remove your car. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu wa Ta'ala Sha'nu الله 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا حنان يا منان يا بديع السماوات والأرض يا رؤوف يا رحمن يا رحيم يا كريم يا مغني يا صمد يا غني اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك المصطفى خير الخلق كلهم جزى الله عنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم فاعف عنا يا كريم فاعف عنا يا كريم اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا كلها دقها وجلها أولها وآخرها وعلانيتها وسرها اللهم إنا نستغفرك ونتوب إليك نستغفرك ونتوب إليك فاغفر لنا وتب علينا
فاغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا، أنت المقدم أنت المؤخر، لا إله إلا أنت يا حي يا قيوم، يا حي يا قيوم، يا حي يا قيوم، برحمتك نستغيث، أصلح لنا شأننا كله، ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين. يا الله ما ليكون أوكم عفر، ما ليخط أوكم عفر، يا الله أم كمزوري أم ضعيفي، يا الله أم قنقاري، يا الله أم سياكاري أم بدكاري، يا الله أم مجرمي، يا الله يا الله يا بيجي يوم، يا الله يا الله إبليس ليلة القدر، يا الله grant us the barakat of ليلة القدر، يا الله we have read in the kitabs من حرم ليلة القدر فقد حرم الخير كله، whoever is deprived of ليلة القدر is deprived of all good. يا الله we are weak، يا الله we have raised our hands، يا الله turning only to you، يا الله because there is nobody else who can answer our du'as. There is no deity worthy of being worshipped besides you, my Allah. Ya Allah, besides us, you have got billions of other creation, my Allah. But besides you, we have got nobody else, my Allah. Ya Allah, have pity upon us, my Allah. Your one glance of mercy, that is all we beg you, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Every single sin we committed, my Allah, in the darkness of the night, in broad daylight, in public, in privacy, in our youth, old age, ya Allah. In our businesses, in our practices, in our colleges, in our schools, in our madrasas, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are watching us, my Allah. We disobeyed you, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are ghafar al-dhunub, satar al-uyub, my Allah. You concealed our weaknesses, our faults. You did not expose us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we ask you by your Ismi A'zam, my Allah. We ask you by your Asma'ul Husna, your Sifat al-Ula, my Allah. Forgive every one of us, my Allah. All of us who have raised our hands, my Allah. Every person who is present here tonight, my Allah. Every person listening to this program now, my Allah. Ya Allah, even those who are not listening to the program, my Allah. Every single ummati, my Allah, ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your beloved Nabi, my Allah. This is that beloved ummat, my Allah. We know we have wronged, my Allah. We're making iqrar, we confess, my Allah. We have surrendered, we admit our faults, my Allah, our wrongs, my Allah. We made zulam, my Allah. Zulamna anfusana. وَإِنْ لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. My Allah, we are like hypocrites, my Allah. We made so many times, we made promises to you, we won't go back to those gunas, but still we broke those promises, my Allah. Grant us tawbatan nasuha. Ya Allah, grant us tawbatan nasuha. Ya Allah, you are most forgiving, you love to forgive, my Allah. Ya Allah, a child keeps on begging the mother, whatever it wants, my Allah. It cries and cries and cries until finally the mother gives the child. The mother is makhluq, my Allah. You are khaliq, my Allah. You are kareem. Nothing is, Allah, hidden from you, my Allah. There is no deficiencies in you, my Allah. You are free from every type of defect and deficiency, my Allah. You are subhanak. Your treasures are full, my Allah. Your treasures never decrease, my Allah. They never diminish, my Allah. It is always barpoor and full. You have mentioned, مَا عِنْدَكُمْ يَنْفَدْ وَمَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ بَاقٍ. Ya Allah, we ask you from those treasures tonight, my Allah. Shower your mercy upon us, my Allah. Your rahmat, my Allah. Your nafahat, my Allah. Your maghfirat. Ya Allah, your maghfirat is far more greater and spacious and wide than our sins, my Allah. You have written on your arsh, ya Allah, إِنَّ رَحْمَتِي سَبَقَتْ غَضَبِي. That verily my mercy overpowers and supersedes my anger, my Allah. Ya Allah, raham farma, karam ka maamla farma. Ya Halim, Ya Kareem, Ya Wasi' al-Maghfira, Ya Basit al-Yadaini bi-Rahma. Ya Allah, we have read the verses in the Quran. Qul ya ibadi al-lazina asrafu ala anfusim la taqnatu min rahmatillah. Inna Allah yaghfiru al-dhunuba jami'a. إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. My Allah, this ayah gives us hope. Ya Allah, you have instructed us with such kind words never to lose hope in your mercy, Ma. Ya Allah, you are most forgiving, my Allah. Like little children, my Allah, we are begging you, my Allah. If you don't forgive us tonight, my Allah, we don't have any chance, my Allah. These last 10 nights are left of Ramadan. Except our entire Ramadan. Ya Allah, we made many blunders, my Allah. Except our rozas, our taraweeh, tilawat al-Quran, dhikr, dua, tawbah, istighfar, tasbihat, sadaqat, zakat, our umrah. May Allah accept it, may Allah accept it. Ya Allah, it's unbefitting, Ya Allah, to present to you, may Allah. We know it is all tooty, booty, may Allah. But you are kareem, may Allah, you are shakur, may Allah, you are shakur. Ya Allah, we've got so many hajat and needs, my Allah. Everyone is sitting here. Ya Allah, we've got problems and difficulties, my Allah. Somebody has got a physical problem, Ya Allah. Somebody has a spiritual problem, my Allah. Somebody has a financial problem. Somebody has a domestic problem. People are suffering depression, my Allah. People are suffering from waswasa, my Allah. People have got cancer, my Allah. People have got heart problems, my Allah. Different rare diseases, my Allah. Masoom children have got cancer, my Allah. Ya Allah, shifa is in your hands, my Allah. Tonight, my Allah, we're begging you, my Allah. Nothing is impossible for you, my Allah. We have read in tonight's tarawih. Ma yaftahi Allahu lin-nasi min rahmatin fala mumsika laha. Ya Allah, you have mentioned. Whatever rahmat you open, nobody can hold it back from us, my Allah. Whatever you hold back, my Allah, then nobody can draw it down, my Allah. Ya Fattah, Ya Fattah. Ya Allah, fulfill all our hajat and needs, my Allah. Ya Allah, time is running out, my Allah. Our lives are coming to an end. When moth will strike, we don't know, my Allah. Allah, when moth will strike, it could be a youngster, it could be an old person. My Allah, when moth will strike, we don't know, my Allah. Let us have a good mot, mot on iman, mot on taqwa, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us tawfiq of being such an accent, such an action before a mot comes that you are most pleased with and you accept it. Ya Allah, otherwise what are we going to do, my Allah? Ya Allah, fulfill our needs, my Allah. All those requested du'as, answer the du'as, my Allah. Ya Allah, the ummat of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is suffering, my Allah. Allah, ummat is suffering, my Allah. We cannot bear it any longer, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are human beings. We cannot endure seeing the hardships of our young children, our mothers and sisters, our brothers. My Allah, they've got no homes, my Allah. They've got no homes. Ya Allah, they've got no water to drink, my Allah. They've got no food, my Allah. Yet they are not complaining, my Allah. You have given us everything that we require, more than what we need, my Allah. Our bellies are full, our homes are so comfortable, we've got all the luxury and ni'mat. Still we are ungrateful to you, my Allah. Because shakirin, zakirin, Ya Allah, don't snatch away any of the ni'mat that you have given us, my Allah. Give us aman and aman in our country, my Allah. Ya Allah, strengthen the Muslim Ummah, my Allah. Make us become beacons of hidayat, my Allah. When people just see us, they must be attracted to Islam indeed, my Allah. Help us to be loyal to our deen, sincere to you, my Allah. Sincere to our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make the sunnahs come into our life, my Allah. Make us deal correctly. Don't make us cheat and deceive people. Don't make us lie, ya Allah. Don't make us become involved in ghiba and carrying tales, my Allah. Ya Allah, cleanse and purify our hearts, ya Allah. Ya Allah, hamari diloku musaffa, mujalla, muzakka bana. Allahumma ati nufusana taqwaha, wa zakkiha, anta khayru man zakkaha, anta waliyuha wa maulaha. Purify and cleanse our hearts, my Allah. Strengthen our iman, my Allah. Strengthen this deen, my Allah. Make the kalima la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, go through the four corners of the globe, my Allah. Use this for the work of da'wah and tabligh, my Allah. Ya Allah, help those who are striving in your path, my Allah. Ya Allah, give them barakat, my Allah. Give them futuhat, my Allah. Ya Allah, make the non-Muslims see the truth of Islam, my Allah. Make them enter the fold of Islam in droves, my Allah. Make them realize and understand, my Allah, that Islam is not a barbaric religion, my Allah. Islam does not teach us to kill people. Islam is a peace-loving religion, may Allah. Make us display the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, help our mashayikh in the hankas, may Allah. Ya Allah, help our darul ulum and makatib and madaris, may Allah. Gives classes, may Allah. Ya Allah, our masajid and marakis, may Allah. Unite our hearts, may Allah. Unite our hearts, may Allah. Unite the hearts of the ulama, the sulaha, musallis, mutalliqeen, may Allah. Families, may Allah. Parents and children, may Allah. Brothers and sisters, may Allah. Ya Allah, raham ka mamla farma. Ya Allah, tonight make the decision of hidayah for the entire ummah, may Allah. Use us for the khidmat of your deen, may Allah. Make us keys towards good, may Allah. Make us locks towards evil, may Allah. Ya Allah, don't make us locks towards good, may Allah. Don't make us become keys towards evil, may Allah. Ya Allah, make us your beloved, may Allah. Ya Allah, announce to Jibreel, inni uhibbu fulanan. Then I love that fulan, that certain person, that certain brothers, that certain banda of mine, or certain bandi of mine in this world. Ya Allah, make us be amongst those people whom you announce to Jibreel that you love, may Allah. And you command Jibreel to love him, may Allah. And Jibreel begins to love him, may Allah. And then Jibreel alayhi salam announces to the people of the sky, Ya Ahla Sama, Inna Allah yuhibbu fulanan, fayuhibbuhu. Oh angels, Allah loves that certain person, you too must love him. The angels begin to love him. The people in the earth begin to love him. He gets makbuliyat in the earth, may Allah. Ey Allah, let it not happen that, may Allah, you announce to Jibreel, Inni ubkhidu fulanan. That I hate that person in the world. I despise him. You too must hate him. Jibreel announces to the angels that Allah hates that person. You too must hate him. The angels begin to hate him. People in the world begin to hate him. Ya Allah, make us become good and kind people, may Allah. Ya Allah, give us a good mawt. Ya Allah, mawt with iman, may Allah. Mawt in Madina Sharif, may Allah. Let our burial be in Jannatul Baqi, may Allah. Ya Allah. How beautiful, how peaceful, how serene it is. Ya Allah, we've got no other hope but Ya Allah, if through your will, your command, may Allah. If we die with iman, buried in Jannatul Baqi, then we have hopes. On the day of Qiyamah, we'll be raised, Ya Allah, in the company of Rasulullah. Sahaba Ikram, may Allah, make us be part of the people of Baqi, may Allah. Grant the shafa'at of Rasulullah on the day of Qiyamah. Ya Allah, we want his intercession, may Allah. Grant us the holy Kothar water from his Mubarak hands, may Allah. Make us go running to him, may Allah. Make our Nabi be happy to see us, may Allah. Make him be smiling to us, at us, may Allah. Ya Allah, let it not happen that when we go, may Allah, the angels chase us away. Suhqan, suhqan. And Nabi also says, go away from here, may Allah. Oh. Ya Allah, we have done no good deeds, may Allah. Sahaba Ikram became shaheed, may Allah. They did such, Ya Allah, ibadat, may Allah. You were pleased with them, they were pleased with you, may Allah. Ya Allah, make us in the Jannat in the company of Rasulullah sallam, without any hisab kitab, without any reckoning, may Allah. Ya Allah, nobody can question you, may Allah. La yusalu amma yafal, whom yusalun, may Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from the azab of qabr, azab of jahannam. Protect our parents, our grandparents, our great-grandparents, our wives, our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, our progeny, may Allah. Let not a single person from our dhurriyat become murtad, may Allah. Ya Allah, make us die with iman. Protect us from the azab of qabr, azab of jahannam. Ya Allah, in this month of Ramadan, emancipate our souls from the fire of jahannam. Allahumma a'tiq riqabana. ورقاب آبائنا وأمهاتنا وأزواجنا وذرياتنا من النار. يا الله protect us from every type of fitna, my Allah, big and small, especially the fitna of Dajjal, my Allah. If we are living, my Allah, don't make us get caught with his fitna, my Allah. Make us be on haqq and iman, my Allah. يا الله, if we are not in this world, then our children, grandchildren, our progeny, my Allah, let them be in the group of Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, Hazrat Mahdi radiallahu ta'ala an, may Allah. Make them be on haqq and hidayat, may Allah. Ya Allah, give us halal rozi, may Allah. Give us tayyib rozi, may Allah. Make our risk come to us with asani, with ease, may Allah. Make us use it in the correct ways, may Allah. Don't make us make israf, may Allah. Ya Allah, whatever desires our brothers and sisters have, may Allah, fulfill all our jaiz murads, may Allah.
يا قاضي الحاجات، يا دافع البليات، يا حل المشكلات، اللهم كاشف الغم وفرج الهم وجيب دعوة المضطرين إذا دعوك، رحمن الدنيا والآخرة ورحيمهما، فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها بقضائها ونجاحها رحمة تغنينا بها عن رحمة من سواك. Allah, make our children become the coolness of our eyes. Make them excellent hufad, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqbooleen, my Allah. Allah, all those youth, my Allah, who are having problems with drugs, my Allah. Remove them from that difficulty, my Allah. Remove them from that bimari, my Allah. So many in rehabs. May Allah, you are well away, my Allah. How many a parent has begged us for duas. They have cried, they have cried, they have cried. They have tried everything they could. Ya Allah, nothing is impossible for you to give them complete shifa. Change the conditions. Save our youth from drugs and haram and zina and filth, my Allah. Protect our women folk, our elderly, our young. Ya Allah, all the marhumin, give them jannatul firdaus, my Allah. Grant their family sabri jameel. Our brother who has passed away today, my Allah. Grant him the highest of stages in jannat, my Allah. And all those who are sick and ailing, give them complete shifa. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhuriyatina qurrata a'yun waj'alna lil muttaqin imama. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. يا الله grant us إخلاص and مقبولية. May Allah accept our اعتقاف. May Allah accept our ibadat. May this last 10 days go beautiful. May Allah full of your rahmat and warat and barakat and مقبولية. May Allah سبحان ربك رب العزة أما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين. Inshallah, the next program will start at 10:15, inshallah.